Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Fuck Your Feelings. We got a special one today. We got two special guests. So I'm going to start it off. We got Young Tiffany, a.k.a. Foot on the Back of These Niggas' Neck. We got the boy Smitty Lake, who coming back here with the orange-infused Miller.
She got
real feeling right. Tech Support Keenan. And... yeah, my brother's supposed to be on, but fuck him.
I'll turn on
right now. He'll fillet ass. But what's up, people? How y'all feeling? Thank you, Tiffany and Lake, for joining. Appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure.
I'm happy to just be in the place.
Hey, thank you. So, yeah, like I said, we got a special one today. So, everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes. You
know, I mean, not being on time. All right. So, first off, so... me and Smitty was bouncing around these ideas and just things we've been seeing in the news, social media, and just wanted to get everybody's opinion in regards to gender roles. Whether you're a person that believe in traditional gender roles or you're more a modern feel. Like you wanted to be, like you're okay with being a stay-at-home dad or having your man be a stay-at-home dad kind of thing. So I am going to start off with, and pause for that. Because, King, I don't know if you got a man or not, but that's all right, bro. I support. I support. Power to people, babe, you know. So
no judgment.
Let's start it off with Smitty. Smitty, what's your thoughts on traditional or modern gender roles?
I don't have a, you know, if you'd asked me this question probably like 5 years ago, I'd be like, traditional all the way, right? Niggas just don't stay home, right? Like, you just don't. Like, you gotta work. Like, if you're an able-bodied man, you gotta stay home, right? I mean, you gotta work. You could just get, it's just like what I was raised on. Like, if you can go out and do something, you do it, right? No matter what. But now, as I, like, as I got older and the world has kind of evolved, I'm more leaning towards that, that you, a man can support a powerful woman and be at home, take care of the kids, do the traditional things that the 1950s woman did, you know, men can cook, you know, men can do things like that. So I, you know, I'm leaning more towards, you know, I'm supporting that modern kind of feel, right? It's okay to be, it's okay to have your wife take out the trash when she's on her way to work. You can still say sleep, you know, so.
Well, so what inspired that change?
I just think I became more enlightened, right? Like there's more, I mean, there's more women becoming women CEOs and making it to the top. And sometimes as a man, you can't compete with that. It's like, well, we could spend the $50,000 on daycare to send our kids to daycare, or you could stay at home and because you only make it $50,000, right? So why not have the one parent stay at home to save y'all money if it makes more sense?
Okay, I understand that. Tiffany, what about you? Do you care about gender roles? Are you more of a traditional gender roles type of person? Do you think of like your partnership? Do you think it should be a partnership with a relationship, or there needs to be a household?
I'm sorry. I think that I'm with the other Courtney. If you'd have asked me 5 years ago, it was straight traditional, because I really do think like a nigga should be a nigga. Like, you not about to sit at home and do nothing while I'm out working. But now my viewpoint is like it's more of a financial thing. If I make the most money and it's smarter and it saves the household money for my husband to stay home, then sure, why not? Like, I'm okay with that. I have no issues with a man staying home. I have no issues with, like, I know a lot of girls are like, oh, what, a man always has to take the trash out. Shit, if I'm going outside, I could take it out. I'm okay with that. But I also think that it's imperative for people to create their own rules inside of their own home, right? So what I might think is okay might not work for the next person. I think that two people in any partnership need to come together and create an environment that works best for those people.
But could you be in a traditional relationship where the man was the breadwinner and they wanted you not pregnant and barefoot, but stay in the house all the time, cook clean, like not using the $18 billion you spent on the degrees. Like, could you be in that kind of situation?
Like, working is overrated. If I don't have to get out and go to work every day and I just got to stay at home and take care of some kids, I mean, it's one thing if that's what we decide. If we both came to the decision and like, okay, well, we're having kids and I want you to stay home and take care of the kids. Okay, fine. It's another thing if he's like, no, like how T.I. was to Tiny. You're not working. You can't work. You got a desire to work, but nah, you're not doing that because I'm a man and I'm going to take care of all these things for you. Don't tell me what I could do or what I'm going to do. Give me the opportunity to have a say-so in it. But yeah, if a dude out here trying to take care of me and take care of these kids, why not?
Okay. Keenan, what's your thoughts?
I think it's a team effort and everything got to be looked at individually. You know what I'm saying? Everything got to make sense. So in the end, you're trying to get to a point where, you know, your money's right, you know, as a unit. So if it makes sense for me to stay at home, I'll do that. If it makes sense for me to work from home or do part-time or whatever, or vice versa, like, you got to be down for the team because, you know, you can't let your ego, I got to be the man, I got to do this, or I got to do that. Sometimes that's not cohesive. It's not right. You know what I'm saying? It's a season for everything. It's going to be a season for your woman to shine, and you got to sit back and be the support, and then vice versa. And then eventually, both of y'all at the same point. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I would love to just have my lady work and I stay home. I'm good with the kids, but I would just be on my business shit. Like, if we had enough money to where, you know, I could just go hard and what I want to do with the smoke shop, she could do the house. I'd be like, all right, boom. But at this point, you just got to slow roll it. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Lake, I'm coming to you next. So, what are your thoughts in regards to gender roles? Keep in mind, you're on mute.
Tech support.
Turn it on. Turn it off. Am I good now? Okay. So, fuck that. You going to work? Period. 5 years ago, I was saving niggas. I ain't saving no more niggas. You go out. You save yourself. He's doing that shit. I'm sorry. And I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I've been home with these kids. Ain't nobody teaching them shit. Everybody leaving. I'm leaving. They leaving. He leaving. You know, it's in order to build an empire, everybody has to contribute. And I don't believe that women are made to have a man at home, because as soon as she get home from making the bread, he gonna make her bake that shit. And it's not going to be a happy house. I did that shit. Oh, I did it. I've done it several times with men. And I've lost respect for that person. And they did not have the respect for me that I thought they should have. You know?
So I would like to comment on that.
Go ahead.
I was in that exact same space when I got married. I got married at like 24, right? Mm-hmm. And then the recession started happening and, you know, my wife was 5 years older than me. So, you know, she was at Blue Cross. She was just in a better position. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was a time when I wasn't working and she was. But I was picking up the kids from school, dropping them off. I was in school as well. I always hustled. So I brought some money in. You know what I'm saying? And then I cooked and cleaned. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got a job, I was working. You know what I'm saying? So.
But what you're explaining is having a job. For one, working on your education is a job in itself.
Right. You know, yeah, you still got to bring money in the house. You know what I'm saying?
But you was hustling.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't like, it wasn't going to be consistent as having a job. It was just like here or there. You know what I'm saying? But whatever I did bring in, I was like, here, you know, go ahead, do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I played my position.
Did y'all have fights, though? Like, did you and wife fight over money and stuff?
No, because, you know, like, if I'm in a position where I'm not making money, I'm not going to make no decisions. I'd be like, all right, you know, we'll discuss it because it got to be a mutual respect. But her and I both knew that, hey, this is where we at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being a bum ass nigga. I ain't never been a bum ass nigga. You know, always been a hustling type of guy. I was gonna do something, even when I wasn't having a job. You know what I'm saying? But we just had a game plan. You know what I'm saying? And some niggas have ambition, but me being like broke was never gonna be it. Like you ain't gonna never keep me down. I'm gonna do something, even if it's just staying afloat to get to where I gotta be at. You know, that's how I've done it when I was younger. And we rolled together.
So I have a question.
What's up?
So you're saying that you don't get to make decisions if you don't bring the money in?
No, I'm not going to push my decision like, hey, we have to do this. You know what I'm saying?
So it's still not a partnership. It's her decision? Or it's like you both come to a consensus?
We're both going to come to it together. But I'm not going to feel comfortable to just make demands like, no, we got to do this when, you know what I'm saying, she's bringing the money in. That's just so, me.
Well, so to my point. No, to my point, I believe that a man should be the head of the household. That's how I was raised, you know. Mm-hmm. And what you saying that by not bringing in the bread brings in my point. I haven't been married before, but I've had a baby daddy and I've cohabitated in a house with a man. I feel like for me, that wouldn't work, you know, because most guys ain't going to sit back and say, I'm not going to put in my 2 cents because I'm not bringing in the money. Like you talk about from a marriage.
Huh? I voiced how I felt. You know what I'm saying? And then it was a mutual respect there.
So what you're saying, you wasn't just, because you weren't bringing in the money, it wasn't just my way or the highway. It was more of a decision.
Exactly. But is it more, I'm not really even like that to a certain degree. It was some things that I had to be like that to be cut and dry. You know what I'm saying? Like where it was just like, oh, I'm doing this and that's it. That's rare times. But, you know, yeah, exactly what you're saying.
But does it change when y'all both bringing in income? Like, does it go back to you having, let's put it in terms of majority rule, right? Like, you get 51-49. Is it that, or is it the 50-50 split and y'all still voting as a partnership?
We voting. Because I'm not going to deal with it. Now, that shit up to me. Like, oh, I didn't want to do this and blah, 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 you know. Like, we could come to a compromise, you know.
Like you were saying something?
No, I was just saying it wouldn't work in my household. You know, it's like I don't mind taking out the trash, but I damn sure don't want to do it if a man's in the house. You know, is fuck that. I'm trying to get my son to start getting used to doing that shit himself because I look at that as a male role. I try to make sure that we are used to our gender roles, and that may not be right or wrong for how the world is set up now, but
I agree with that.
When dealing with a little person as a single mom, you know, I do explain to my son, like, there are certain things that a boy should do. We just got in an argument the other day about screwing out using a fucking screwdriver, you know, mm-hmm. And he's like, kids don't do that. I'm like, well, boys do. Boys use fucking screwdrivers, you know, not saying girls don't, but at 8 years old, he should start mending and fixing things, mm-hmm. You know, because somebody's going to call you, just like I call my brother, and expect you to put some shit together. If I go to IKEA, I'm not putting that shit together. I'm just not.
So, but see, that's when you're going to hit you with that 30 and be like, here, go ahead and have tech support put that shit together before they deliver.
Uh-huh. That IKEA shit, you can't turn on and off. It's just off. That shit come in a box off.
No, I was raised, like, if some shit came in the house, I had to put it together when I was younger. I had all them women in the house.
Yeah. Right.
Tiffany, what was your thoughts?
I mean, I hear you. I just don't. I think that gender roles are rough. I think that at least for me, I don't want to live in a world where, like, things are taught to boys and to girls separately. Like, well, you need to be able to do this, and you boy need to be able to do this, and you girl need to only be able to do this. Like, that's how I think we find situations where guys don't really know how to cook and don't know how to take care of themselves because they've never been taught to do those things.
But they don't. They ain't taught to do shit. You got girls that can't cook, and boys that can't fix shit because everybody's so scared to teach people their roles. You know, I see people all the time. I know as a girl, I can change the battery in my car.
Now I tell you this.
Parents
talk about like showing. Yeah, exactly. I had to change my my brake light, the bulb for my work car. All right. So my daughter was with me. I got her from school. This was like late last year. And, you know, I'm like, no, you're going to sit out here and you're going to watch this, you know, just so you know how to do it. I said, if you got me or your brother, you know, we going to do it. But just in case you somewhere, you don't have to depend on no nigga to do it. You should know how to do it. But if you have a man, he should be doing it. So it's like teaching the kids to do all these things. Yeah. But I think when you are in a marriage, at that point, it's like, hey, let me do this, you know. So, like, with the trash, it's either me or my son. I usually put it on my son to get him trained. But if he's, like, sleep or right now during class, I'll just do it, you know. But
well, see,
it's, like, I mean, it's gray area with that, you know. But see, yeah.
I think that's in my opinion, I think a melding of the roles is a kind of where we need to go to make a, you know, cross training. Everybody needs cross training at some point in your life. Like you said, King, like, yes, my daughter, if you have a man around, and if I find out either one of my daughters that you got a man around and he didn't change that tire or pump the gas or some of that shit.
Exactly.
We're going to have an issue, right?
You can't do it yourself,
but if you got a man around and he ain't doing that shit, then we're going to have a conversation. Hey, yo, homie, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me holler at you. And then that's the last you're going to see of that nigga, right? But
what if your daughter liked doing that stuff though?
That's cool, but you should still do it first.
Well, I think that's a different conversation though. Like if she likes changing tires and that's her thing, then sure, you change the tires, right?
She shouldn't do it if a man out there, that shit looks stupid.
But I'm saying like if she
that's gonna be a world star.
let's say like she works on cars.
But what
right?
if that works in your relationship too? That's them though, right? That's
if
not okay.
If she likes doing it. And she's like, no, I work on cars at work. I can do this shit. No, I'm good. Like, if my lady looked at that, I'd be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know? But if she was just, like, a normal female that doesn't like to change tires, you know, I'd be like, nah, baby, I got this. Go in the house.
Just don't be out there watching. You know, take your ass in the house.
At least pretend to be like,
girl, you know, I would be helping her.
What about cutting the grass?
Hold on. Say that, Smitty.
What about cutting the grass?
Like, nobody
cut that line.
No. My
I ain't cutting the grass.
So I got a bad back. And anytime I come in, my back fucking up. My lady's like, I'll go out there and do it. I said no. This here is man's work. Okay, so no. I said I could sound like whatever. I could sound sexist, but you are not. I drive by it, I see women cutting the line, I'll be like, my God.
That's like, fucked up.
Why
if you want to,
is your man doing this to you?
Listen, if you want to, by all means, but I'm going to do it first. Speaking of which, I just cut the grass yesterday. That shit was like, God damn.
No, I heard Kyra out there mowing along while you're sitting on the deck.
But like, go in the garden, baby. Go and do us a garden, something, you know. This is
grow some shit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Grow some shit. You know what I mean?
Do that, baby. I'll buy you whatever you want, but don't come over here and try to cut this grass. This hard work, baby.
Again, but that goes back to you. If you own a lawnscaping service and you can cut the backyard and the front yard in 22 minutes, and that's what you like to do.
Now,
I'm not going to stop
If my lady liked landscaping like that and she had one of them big boys, I'd be like, okay, baby, this shit. Okay. But you ain't about to get out there where you ain't about to get out there pushing shit.
Right.
I'm gonna be out there helping though. I'll be out there with the weed whacker, something edging the bushes, you know. Yeah. However, but you know, you just can't be that mad though.
Like, if I gotta go outside, somebody here getting paid to do that shit. I'm not going out there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you getting paid, like it's a business.
I'm calling girl on that shit. Fuck
all right. So thank y'all. I'm gonna go ahead and move on. I appreciate all of y'all for y'all opinions.
Hey, Lake, where's your face at though? I'm looking for you.
Oh, thank you.
Tech support.
Look, she on camera. You need tech support.
Turn your shit on and off, baby. I'm right here.
Yeah, like she's been talking to us the whole time.
That's it.
You said what?
I'm the one with oranges in her drink. Right here.
Oh, let's see you, dog. I think you done.
I can't see you either.
You blocked me or something. See, I ain't the only one. No, you. Me and Tiff Scott can't see you, Lake. Damn, Ricky Lake.
I can see her fine.
I can too. Yeah.
Me and
you don't Tiff. See anything? Maybe it's too many people on. You gotta
Oh, now she's back.
Okay.
I just turned my camera off.
Now she's going in.
Turn it off and turn it back on. And you okay? There you go. See, turn it off. Turn it back on. What's up, Ricky Lake? How you doing? Shade is gleaming. I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on to our next topic. So this is I don't know if I came up with it, if I heard somebody saying, but so you probably heard me talk about this before, but I came to this talking, and I'm going to pause this whole topic because I'm going to mention dick like 15 times, and I need to just pause that. Not that we don't support, as we said earlier, but pause the shit out of that, right? But, and so when I heard this theory, it just was like, what do you do, or when do you give your 93 octane dick versus your 85 octane, or 83 octane? And what I mean by that is,
who you came up with those numbers?
To the gas station. Well, because you pull up to the gas station, right? You had that Shell V Nitro. That's that 95. That's that shit that's $3.29 a gallon. But you like,
oh.
I can't get that. Or if you got one of them SRTs, you got to put that shit in there so you broke all the time because you got to use that high gas, right? But that 83 is reliable, but you know that shit watered down and it might fuck up your engine later. So you got to go get some, you know, engine cleaner.
You're going to be starting on like,
hey, but you're going to get to point A and point B. It just might not be the best ride, right? So that's my theory. That's my point. Like, when do you get that? Because sometimes you don't need to give 93 to every time. That's how you end up with a fatal attraction in your tire slash and shit and your rabbit boiling on your pot on the stove, right? Because 93 with no commitment, you know, that might be some, you know, some shit down long down the line. You might be fucked up. So,
but don't you give your wife the A to B dick, though?
It depends on how I'm feeling and shit. If I got a little gas, shit, you might get that 83. I mean, fuck, you married, man. I've got you.
She get the second car.
I'm sorry. I got to edit that part. I'm sorry.
She know the truth. She's probably like, I get 83 all the time. What that nigga talking about 95? I ain't seen 95 since our first date. I married the nigga on 95. He went right to 83. What the fuck you talking about?
My 83 a bag all day. Shit, I was born 84. Shit, I'm gonna
switch
up now.
Lord.
So, Lake, I'm gonna start off with you. What, in your opinion, what do you prefer? You want 93 all the time, 85, 83. Where you at?
I just want my pussy 8. Shit. Oh, yeah. Fuck a dick. I mean, fatal attraction gonna come down to the size of how good it is and how much I like you anyway. We're emotional creatures. You know what I mean? I didn't even know y'all had a scale until I read these fucking cliff notes. I know. And I don't pay attention to what kind of gas I put in my car, so I was totally thrown with this conversation.
You just gonna pick any button like
I'm gonna pick what I can afford, and be able to stop at McDonald's afterwards. I don't know what the fuck. So, for me, can we talk about that 83 tongue action and at 95?
Okay, that's where we at too. Which one do you prefer?
Whatever one's gonna get my old ass off quickest. Shit, I got COPD and asthma. I ain't got all day.
See, now you right up in that alley with that 83.
No, that's all bad. That just sounds like something you put in. I don't know what you said watered down. You know.
When you at the gas station, you go for the one that's $1.99, $2.15, or $3.05.
You ain't seen gas prices lately, have you? Where the fuck you at?
I've been in the house for 6 months.
Gas is $1.49.
Well, I'm in Chicago, so you're tired, Chicago.
Now, also, real talk, I mean, your tongue game and outside of what you putting on my pussy is going to be what get me there. That's how I'm going to judge you. I'm an emotional creature. You know what I mean? The worst nigga can talk you into thinking that you got some good dick. You know? We got motherfuckers fucking bitches with one arms out here. We can tell them like they're on top of the world. You know? So, to your point, It's all about how I feel about you. Okay. If it feels like it was watered down, then I'm gonna feel like I got watered down dick.
Right.
If I feel like you cared behind it, you know, you got me, we tongue kissing and shit, you know, you talking to pussy, you talking to me, you know. I may actually believe I got some 95 until you stop answering my texts. And then I will realize that my fucking engine fucked up, you know? So I just see how niggas talk now. Y'all thinking y'all giving a business.
Oh, no. Hey, no. The first thing you can do is lie to yourself. You need to be out here. No, look, I'm overweight than a motherfucker. I ain't got them 17-year-old strokes no more. All right. So fuck that. You know, I'm going to come to you real. Hey, I'm going to get you there, point A and point B. You might just need a new lease after her. That's all I'm saying. You know, hey, shit, you should always be wanting to change anyway, evolve. Better yourself, shit. So
you gonna pour that cleaner?
Is this advice from a married man? Awesome.
You just go into it. You just consistent. You don't want them highs and lows. Consistent, even. Yeah. Stop being goofy, Tiffany. What's your thoughts? Tiffany froze. She like, damn, these niggas right here.
And this is interesting. My thoughts on, like, do I want 93 or 83 all the time? What?
Yeah. Do you want 93 all the time? 83?
So I prefer 93 all the time. Like, go for broke, but I understand niggas can't give 93 all the time. So you're going to get 83 dick. You're going to get drunk, can't get it up.
That's the watered down version.
Like, you gonna get whack dick sometime, and that's just what it is. But even if you love that nigga and you think that he's the bee's knees, like, the shit's going to be whack at a certain point. I understand that. I mean, I think that niggas should go out every time to try to give 93, but then you also gotta understand that could cause a girl to go crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you out here giving 93 octane and you ain't really trying to be with baby girl, you gonna cause yourself some real problems.
I'm just saying, if you want to get 93, you probably shouldn't get your real name. Like, you should probably use an alias if you're gonna get 93 all the time.
Oh, shit, 93 may kill me. I ain't fucking around. Like that, though.
Who out here just meeting randos like giving 93?
Shit, is my out here? I'm sure it is.
Keenan.
Ain't on this call.
I'm coming to Keenan next anyway. Keenan.
In my day.
We got a panel full of overweight motherfuckers talking about 93 octane. What the fuck? Ain't none of us doing that shit.
If a female wasn't crazy over me, I wasn't doing my job. So yes, you have to hit the randoms and blow they back out. Back in my younger days.
Wait, listen.
I done had my windows busted. I done had condoms and shit left on door knob. I done had all types of weird shit happen.
And I done did that shit.
I had my tire slash. I had all that. Yep.
But the whole thing, when you get a female like that, and you know y'all argue like why are you doing all this shit, and then she fuck you. It's the best pussy ever. I done had some Shayna. I should not have said her name, but old girl.
Damn it, you making me 8 points.
Bleep that shit out. But
no, nigga, fuck that. That's just staying in there now.
Courtney, the motherfucking room your brother got that year we had homecoming, nigga. Yeah, Shayna came and fucked the room up, left,
right, that bitch
back, lifted her coogee dress up, fucked me, came and got up and left me there. I was like, damn, this crazy bitch got me. I knew it.
That sounds like some young shit, though.
Yeah, I was 17.
Yeah, yeah. Look, she gave him 90. But she gave him 95.
They used to call me Shayna back in the day. I remember that night. Fuck your shit up.
Hey.
I ain't even comment for real. What was the topic?
Oh, so Keenan, like, what is your theory? Well, your theory. What do you prefer to give and to get, not dick? Pause. Like, do you want 93 pussy all the time? Are you good with some good 85? You know, it was cool. You know, it got me where I needed to be. I ain't over here huffing and puffing. I didn't tear my Achilles trying to do some freaky shit. You know, I wasn't trying to be young Wesley Pipes out here, but you know, what do you? So answer. You already answered what you would give. What do you prefer to receive?
In this day and age, like real shit, man. Like maybe I don't want that 93. Maybe I had a long day. But let's at least make each other come. Like, let's go ahead and get that. Let's release together. You feel me? You
well, know? See,
so at least that. Now, them times when we can hit 93, like when we done had, you know, a good Friday to rest because we get old. And that Saturday, you refreshed and you like, shit, I'm going to fuck the shit out you tonight. Yes. Yes.
That B12.
Like, yeah. On Monday, them 5 minutes, yeah, I'm coming back, ain't I? I was just slipping, baby.
Is that mid-phrase?
Turn off, turn on. These niggas at work.
Is there something between 93 and 85? Ain't there a mid-grade?
Yeah, I think it should just, you know, it's going to
finish.
But everybody should be coming, though. Everybody should be coming. That's the thing.
At the end of the day.
So look, keep this rolling. 83 is still coming. The D dot is not coming. When you got to hop on the D dot, when that public transportation, that's
okay,
not.
Okay, I had to be like, is that a type of gas? Is that,
I don't take the bus. I'm like, a girl.
He's empty. He's empty on a car gauge. So
if you're taking the bus, you shouldn't get no pussy.
So I got a question for y'all. So what?
Okay, hold on for a minute though. Wait. So Tiff and Ricky Lake, real shit. Y'all, I know y'all fuck with a nigga and he come quick before y'all come. Right? That's real shit. It happens. So the Lake do not look off to the side like it don't happen. You better admit that shit. You know what that happened more than no.
Oh, I ain't got time. I'll name niggas.
But Courtney. It occurred with you. Yes. Smitty, you. Yes. It happens. Yes. But the whole thing is, you know, you got to eat that thing before you get up in that thing. Listen. So she come, and then that way, if you come, you like, hey, look, man. You came.
That's grown man talk right there.
When I eat it, you going to bust about two times. I'm going to get it to you like, ooh, just put it in. And then here you go.
My theory is if I bust early, that shit like belching after a good meal. That's compliments to the chef. You obviously get some gone cooking. Shit, that shit was fire. You should feel proud of yourself. You should be in that bitch doing the eyes in the mirror doing a dance. Shit.
Lie.
Sometimes you get in that shit, that fifth stroke, you be like, oh,
God. Shit.
You be like, I ain't gonna last this shit film.
Engine parts. You just started naming engine parts.
You trying to
Java coding and shit.
It's coming.
So until you find that cheat code for your dick.
Like mommy.
You find a cheat code. See, the thing is, you use too much of that cheat code when you got in a pussy. You supposed to go in a regular mode. But you put the cheat code.
Smitty, my bad. Go ahead. What you gonna say?
I was gonna ask if like what date should you get a good dick on?
Oh, okay. The first time you hit it, you have to look here. I have to go first on this one, so I'm not gonna give too much information. But for me and my lady, we went to go see this one. 50 Shades of Grey had came out. We went to the movies, right? And you know, before we went to the crib, you know, I went and got a scarf from Myers and some strawberries and some whipped cream and all this shit and some fruit and all that shit. I was, you know, that's all I'm going to say, man.
Giving a motherfucker a yeast infection?
You have to, hey, man, look here. You have to, their whole body is a canvas. You feel me? Except for down there, of course, with certain things. But, I mean, you got to, you know.
I really am not out the Negro.
You know.
Tiffany.
I'm a romantic.
So, Tiffany, what's your thought? When do you want to receive it?
What date should you receive the dick on?
I think the first time. The first time we have sex, you need to go for broke. Because
that's
you need,
the test.
If it was, right, so if it wasn't the emotional side that has hooked me already, that's your last ditch effort to hook me. If you hook me with a dick, then it's like, oh, okay, I'll stick around for this.
So,
but if you come out with
that's crazy that we think like that.
But Right, but it's like you come out with this 83 the first time we have sex. I'm like, whoa, I'm thinking you going for broke, and this you only hit what year two? You ain't even got in the first year yet.
So what's going for broke? What does that look like at the end? Like you sitting there, your legs trembling, and you mumbling, you can't stumble right, and this nigga got a cramp in his whole back, or you know, what's going for broke?
When we're done, and I'm like, do you want food? Do you want me like run you a bath? Like,
right.
What do you need to do? Like, I mean, out there right now. You know what I mean? Like that.
When you get that good dick, they be so sweet. They be just laying on your chest.
I know.
Unless you be like, yeah, see, right. You know your ass be tripping. I put that dick on your ass. I know I be tripping. Yeah.
I know.
Get up and make some time.
Shut the fuck up. You know.
Like, thank you.
You run this.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I mean, he said he was hungry, so I just gotta get him all. Like, he need an appetizer. He need a special drink. He need a meal. Anything I can provide.
Dick is like work, man. You gotta start off with your best performance in the beginning and let motherfucker get to know you.
Yeah, definitely when you start.
Because I got to come back for seconds.
And then exactly. It happened.
I ain't coming back for seconds.
It's work. You always try to be the employee of the month. And then after a while, your job pisses you off, so you're a little bitter. You still show up because you like the paycheck, but you know, you might not give it your 101 no more. But then you realize a promotion is up the grade, so you go, you know, hey, I'm going to give you some more. I'm saying, you know, ebbs and flows. I'm just, you know, but that consistency, you can't keep making breakfasts at 4 o'clock in the morning. Niggas are going to be tired, blood pressure, diabetes going to be up. Like, I can't eat fucking a peanut butter and tell a crepe at goddamn 4 o'clock in the morning because
I put it down. I have a story about that. So
we know like, we do.
Hey, I was like 17, right?
Why these niggas stories always start off at 17?
That was a golden era.
So no, I was wild.
Like 95. Like
so. It was a female. I mean, she was pretty as hell, and I've been digging her. You know what I'm saying? So I got her number. I went over there, and you know, up until this point, the only time I came was when I jacked off. I'd be fucking a girl and be like, "All right, you came like an hour in, like all right, you know, young nigga." You know what I'm saying? So I never came during sex, right? So yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. I get at her, and I'm like, whoa. every stroke, I'm like, no, I'm like, all right, remember, dog, I'm about to come, and I'm like, dog. Nobody has never made me do this. Like, and I just came and I was like, dog, it was like 5 minutes. And like, I ain't talked to her or nothing. I was so embarrassed. So the next year, the end of the school year, I got back on her and I was like, you know, I got to redeem myself. And I fucked the shit out of her.
And you had a whole year to work up.
But you know what? I didn't anticipate to be that good. I was like, wow.
Hey, you got to go into training sometimes. Fuck that.
You must have married your wife at 20. All your stories start at 17. When you get married. Say what? I mean, you must have married your wife at 20.
I was 24.
One time at band camp.
See, listen, I used to be like that, Keenan, like, because in my head, I never wanted to be a mini man, especially after that song came out. That was like,
oh man. There's a lot of pressure. You're
going to call me a Miniman. So I be in that bitch. Shout out to the Bluebird. That 4-hour short stay, I use all four of them. They come out with a fucking Gatorade and shit. I'll never forget, I went to the Bluebird one time, and I came out of that bitch with a pack of condoms and Gatorade, and the guy was like, oh, you about to have some fun tonight, huh? $35 on
the
short stay.
I'm just going to tell y'all. Sometimes, I'm just going to give y'all heads up. Me ain't got to prep sometime.
Y'all should prep.
Gotcha.
Please.
You never go outside with a loaded gun. What's wrong with you? You fucking kill everybody.
But see, now that y'all older, y'all can appreciate the art of eating pussy. You know what I mean? Like,
I've been appreciating this since they 16. So
yeah, I learned early.
I'm a perfectionist.
That's the best thing about it. If you do come quick, you know what I mean? You got to immediately get that face into it. You ain't got time to rejuvenate yourself. You got to get right back into it, you know? Yes, and I think as you get older, you've nutted before. So yeah. You know how it is to get her off because you don't want to hear her mouth. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear that shit. You know, let me eat this.
If I don't come up with my my baby hair is laid down, then you ain't do it right. I gotta have my edges laid after I come down from that. And you can tell every nigga on here eat pussy because everybody got facial hair. Look at everybody.
Okay,
beard.
I was about to say because maybe I need to eat some pussy because I
this shit
to
be all this should be all fragile. Like a don't
it go real good. It's going real good. Mine's connected
hey,
everything.
Hey, and then when you come up and it still smell like the pussy, oh.
You smell that shit the next hour, be like,
oh, I'll be like,
matter of fact, it's been over, motherfucker.
That's great. That's freaking awesome.
Shit, 31 spices in this bitch.
Okay, well, what's the next subject? I've been quarantined with an 8-year-old for fucking 57 days. All I can think about, I'm going to go to bed thinking about getting my pussy gay. She smells like a good pussy right now, marinating and everything. Can we? I'll go if I can just E85 at this point. I just want some dick.
Oh, shit.
You like, give me a battery. Fuck it. I'll take a battery. Right.
Then can we push start this motherfucker with a couple of niggas just pushing it in the back as long as the engine running? I'll probably come in 2 minutes anyway and go to sleep with my fat ass.
Hey, that's the best. You just go right to sleep, wake up like, what the fuck happened?
And a person appreciates that. You know, all that work.
All right, so I'm gonna move on. Thank y'all. Y'all made that. That was hilarious. I appreciate everything y'all said. Y'all some silly motherfuckers. So going on to the next one. Look, we're going to get serious after what we just talked about. But I wanted to ask everybody, and I forget, Smitty, where did we find this topic? I forget what we was watching when we found this topic, but we wanted to know, do black men oppress black women like white men do black people? So I'm going to start off with, who have I started with?
Keenan, I don't think Keenan started. No, Keenan started the last time.
Yeah, Tiffany, I don't think I started off with you. Did I start off with you?
I started off first. Yeah. Smitty, I just told you who it is.
Smitty.
I started the first topic.
Well, you about to start this one too, goddammit. Go.
Oh, shit. I wasn't ready.
Okay, so power to the people. I have my feelings on this, okay?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lane. Go ahead.
It's the white black man, no. When he has some respect, I'm going to give shout out to the black man before I start talking about y'all asses. You know what I mean? Black men know how to treat the black woman. And that was probably taught by how he was taught how to treat his mom, his grandmother, his sister. Now, niggas, on the other hand, them motherfuckers be cutting up. You know what I mean? They don't go, and they just don't know how to treat women. Because they wasn't taught properly how to have respect for anybody. You know, so I personally, the motherfucker I'm dating right now, that'll be the last motherfucking black man I date. You know, I'm strictly going hunky after this. As long as he love being called a hunky, I'm going that way. Because I can't take it no more.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. And I'm going to have to introduce the hunky to my family and everything because for me, this shit ain't working out. I'm 41 years. And I can't find a black man that just get his shit together. You know, so I had vowed after watching Love is Blind that I'm going to fucking get me a hunky to love me and treat me like the black queen that I am because, you know, they worship the black pussy. The black pussy is powerful. You know. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what I'm on. The fuck I'm on.
The black pussy.
I'm just saying, if this shit don't work out, I'm dating the fucking hunky after this. I'm letting you know. The
black pussy is powerful. That's a good title, man.
Black pussy works for me.
Black pussy is powerful and hunky.
I'm not only a member, I'm also the president.
I don't know if it's a president.
I was raised on the Jefferson and Sanford and Son, so my apologies for using the word hunky. My white friends don't have a problem with it.
So,
cracker either.
So, Tiffany, what about you? Do you feel black men oppress black women just like white people or white men oppress black people in the hall?
That has not been my experience. So I can't say that a black man has ever, I can't say that I have ever felt oppressed by a black man. Mm-hmm. Have I ever seen situations where it's like, oh, black man, I think you kind of dogging this black woman? Sure. But in regards to me, no, I've never experienced it. And I can never sit there and say that I've seen a black man treat treat a black woman the way a white man treats black men. So no, yeah, I don't even think I'm well versed on this. It's not been my experience.
What do you? And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you think black men look down upon black women?
I think that oftentimes black men think that white women are a prize.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, but I also don't want to say they look down on black women. So I feel like for black men, in my opinion, they may think that like a black man and a black woman are here, but they just put this white woman on a pedestal because that's something to attain, right? That's something mm-hmm. that for however many years they've been told that they can't have that. Not see, I don't even subscribe to that because black women give head with ease. Like, I don't know who these black women are that niggas be talking about. They're like, right. Oh, we only want to go to white women because she give head. It's black women out here doing that shit and doing it good. Like,
very good.
Raise your hand.
I'm raising mine. Verbally.
Hey. I'm married for a reason, like, shit.
Real cheat code for the dick, though.
Look, I'm married for a reason.
You know, no, the crazy part, I think, is a generational thing, because at one point in time, I had four cousins that was 10 years younger than me. They all had white men, including the boy. And I was like, hey, am I missing something? Like, am I going through life being a baby mama and working hard and having to fight every day just to get what I deserve, going further in my education, going to work every day and still can't find companionship? And I see 40s MFers were Caucasian men, you know, and they all seemed happy. Like, they really knew the key to somebody treating them for the person that they are, opposed to just being used to what they have. You know, because when you're dating a black man, you always have to be told how he used to deal with actions of that way, or how he's used to how you're acting, or how he don't want to deal with this again, you know. And even when I'm at work and I talk to some of my Caucasian counterparts, they deal with me differently. Even if they feel like they're dealing with the average black woman, I don't have to hear it all the time. So sometimes I feel like the black man is treating women differently each time based on how he treated the last woman and what her actions was, because that's how he's used. And it can be vice versa with black women. You know, I don't think that we're not guilty of doing the same thing. You know, sometimes a black woman is guilty of oppressing a black man in a lot of ways based on her history and what she's dealt with, you know, which is why I'm not dating another nigga after the nigga I'm dating now. can't do this so shit no more.
So they made a good point, and that's a good transition. Go ahead, Tim.
I just want to know, what do you all mean by oppressing like each other? Because she said the black women can oppress the black man. Like, I want to know, like,
I think disrespect.
Disrespect, putting them down, not respecting their opinion, belittling, all to that effect, to the point where, you know, it just makes you feel like, oh, my other option is only to date out my race, or I can't find quality because everybody's...
Or to hold them back, because a lot of times we tend to not do what we can do to excel based on the person that we're with. You know, we dumb ourselves down because we dating somebody who's not on our level. I grew up in the hood. I went to private school. It was always hard for me to find somebody who was on my level. So sometimes I oppressed myself by the decisions that I made to deal with somebody, you know? I think
like dating down.
Dating down, yes.
I got a comment.
Well, here, Kenny, I wanted to ask you this. Do you feel or have you ever felt that Black women have done Black men wrong and put them down? So that's the reason why Black men, you know, to feel powerful, they may again on turn around and put Black women down. Or do you see that as the reason why Black men decide to date outside of their race?
I think it's a lot of immaturity involved. When you get with someone else, you really need to reset. Like, even though it may be hard, you can't bring luggage back. You gotta give everybody a clean slate. You feel me?
Yeah.
On both ends. Like with my lady now, with Ty, you know, after my wife passed, you know, that's when I got with her and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm not about to be on no bullshit. Let's just care for each other. You know what I'm saying? If it's an issue, bring that shit up. Mm-hmm. Let's make this work. Don't make this shit hard. Like, you know, we old at this point, older, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you know, but, yeah, what I'm high. What was the question again?
Oh my God, you was doing so good.
That shit was poetry.
Yes.
So
then,
I'm gonna make a comment, and then I'll
Smitty. Say, yeah, you go next, Smitty.
So I always looked at that whenever I seen a Black woman dating outside of a Black man. I always wondered in my head, what did a Black man do to lose that confidence in that woman, right? Like, I always wanted to know, like, I always be like, every time I walk by, I'm like, damn, like, what did we do? What did we do for her to run away from one of her own, right? Like, I always, you know, like in your point, right? You say, your next dude is going to be a honky, right? Like, he's going to be a honky, like, flat out. Like, he's going to be a honky, okay? He's going to be, you know, but I'm just trying to figure out, what did we do that was so bad that you want you to leave, you know?
Well, right now, I'll tell you this, my maturity level, I high five that sister and thank her for making more Black babies. Because at the end of the day, she still contributed to the Black race. But it is a question to ask. Sometimes it's environmental. Some women aren't raised in that area because a lot of us, especially when we educate ourselves, we want to get our children out of the hood, per se. So we move our babies to areas that are primarily white. Mm-hmm. So their options are just people. And what I realized, like, even with millennials now, I think I have to thank God for them because they just see people. These generations below us, they see people, gender, races, for who it is. It's not that somebody did anything to them. They're just loving with their hearts. Where our generation, me being 41, it definitely comes down to daddy issues, what I've seen in my environment, my past, and what I've dealt with that make me want to say, hey, maybe I need to try something different because it's not bringing me internal happiness. I feel like I am personally on a hamster wheel doing the same shit over and over again, you know? And I was always blinded by wanting to date outside of my race. But at this point, shit, I don't want to die alone. And I'm close to death. Shit. I want to fucking be loved.
Right.
I ain't about to keep rolling the dice on y'all.
I want to answer your question, Courtney, because I don't think that oftentimes it's something that was done to that Black woman to push her to another race. But I also understand that sometimes it's really, as a Black woman, it's really hard to love a Black man sometimes. Because you have to, like, just combat against the societal pressures he's going through, his own personal traumas that he may not even be equipped to articulate or have the tools to process. It's just so many things. Like, it's oftentimes Black women are way more educated than Black men. Mm-hmm. So you have to deal with so many issues that oftentimes you don't necessarily have to deal with somebody outside of your race. So I can see where it would be easier. Like, well, shit, I've done everything I can for a black man. I loved a black man who didn't have anything. I supported a black man who didn't have shit, or, you know, didn't want to do anything or wanted to do something. And I tried to get him there and it didn't work out. So why not explore my options? Why not go outside and at this point just find someone to love me to walk through life with? Right.
Tell it.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
I mean, just, you know, I think, like, talking back to Lake said earlier, like, sometimes it's just the experiences. Like, Smitty, me and you, and then pretty much everybody, like, you know, me and you went to schools where we had a mixed population, right? And so going forward, our kids are probably going to have that kind of mixed population as well. And, you know, and I've seen all kind of women. To me, but because I was raised by such strong black women who, you know, were not only inspiring to me, it helped raise me, and I appreciate, but, you know, just was flat out heroes to me, especially the things they had to overcome, is why I, you know, try to be respectful and, you know, just speak of equalness with, you know, my wife, who's African-American, black woman, Pan-African, however we say it on this show. But, you know, just try to keep his respect level and impress. I think, like y'all said, like some of y'all said, it's a maturity level. Like some black men, for whatever reason, I just don't think they had the confidence, or they, you know, had one bad experience with one woman, and now, you know, everything, the apple ruined a bunch, and now it's like, oh, I can only get this if I date a white woman. She's gonna be, you know, more subservient if I date a black woman. I don't like to hear, you know, conversations back and forth. You know, I want it kind of to be my way or the highway kind of deal. I want to be the ruler of my castle. And, you know, I just think that's immaturity, or I just think you haven't grown enough personally to be able to represent yourself, to have that kind of dialogue back and forth. To me, I appreciate that. I don't want nobody I can just walk over and run over, because what's the fun of that? You know, mm-hmm. So I just think, like you said, it's just a maturity and just growth and personal growth. I think too many times you have a bad experience and people jump into another relationship thinking, oh, never having healed from that previous relationship, and now bringing all those issues and attitudes and just misnomers that you had previously into this relationship, which, I mean, if you do all that, it's bound to fail, right? So I think you just having more love for yourself and knowing yourself, and staying, you know, having more love for yourself and communication back and forth. I don't think black men, you know, oppress black women as white people oppress black people in general. But I just think it's an immaturity factor on some that had that happen. I'm sure that you had a bad experience. And yes, I mean, not every person in the world, you haven't met every person in the world. So just to blankly, you know, go off and group all black women as a certain type, you know, just flat out wrong, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So any last thoughts from anybody before I wrap this thing up?
I do have a last thought. I mean, the reality of it is, when you decide to pair yourself up with anybody, black, white, male, male, girl, girl, fucking with another person is just miserable. Given that going with somebody who got their own opinions about what the fuck you do in your life, it's just a situation that you have to deal with regardless. And I honestly believe, as I've gotten older, that men don't really look at race as they do attraction. You know, I used to think that guys chose a white woman because he hated himself or hated his mother. But as I get older, I realize that guys just follow the dick. You know, if the dick go towards Caucasian or Asian or Colombian or Dominican, you know, that's where his dick is going to lead him. It doesn't really mean that he doesn't like me. It just means that he likes the flavor until he decides where he wants to be ultimately.
Or he just wants somebody with an 830 credit score and pink nipples.
Oh, well, then none of y'all got white women, right? So y'all broke as hell.
I just think when it comes to those relationships, you definitely should get to know a person and be friends. But I do agree with you, like you got to find a person that it's the bullshit, not the big things, but the bullshit you can pick up with a person, because the littlest things will set you fucking off. Like, if you walk in and be like, I see the fucking toothpaste cap off, and I'm going to flip over this table in this bitch if you do that shit one more time. Or, like, my pet peeve is, I hate anybody when the trash bag fall down. You throw trash back on top of that motherfucker, I'm liable to kill you. I'm liable to stab you dead fucking in your face. If you do that shit, and you, and I got to, my hand got to touch trash and chewed up meat and shit, and you couldn't put the fucking trash bag back up? Oh, no, no, no. But like, I've known my wife for a long time, so I realized after a while, like, okay, this is the person, no matter what, I can still continue to be with, no matter if she did leave the trash. Like, yeah, all right, we're going to have a conversation in this motherfucker, but furniture won't get to removing. But, you know, you can get past that bullshit, because otherwise, like, people and the personality, sometimes it just be like, oh, man, you just wake up and be like, damn, you still here? Go home. Oh, shit. 15
I made you.
God damn. I just hit you with the good morning and go in the bathroom for an hour. So, shit. So, all right, y'all. Thank you so much, Tiffany and Lake, for being on. We appreciate y'all. And please, at any time, y'all want to come back.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Keenan, go ahead and give your spiel, your commercial.
Let me see if I can remember.
I think Lake should do it for him.
Yeah, Lake, go ahead. You was criticizing my shit. Go ahead.
I'll just, what's the name of the company first?
Sky_Edibles.
Okay. We are being sponsored by Sky_Edibles, where I am not going to sell this to you unless I taste it myself. Not exactly from the batch that I'm giving you, but from the batch that I'm giving you. You may think that it's going to be a bite mark in your shit, but no, I won't do that. But it's going to be good. You go get high, and you're going to be looking towards the sky. At Sky_Edibles, we got you. If you say cold, what's the cold?
Edibles. Or fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings. I will give you 10% off. If you don't say fuck your feelings, you got to pay full price, my nigga.
Oh, damn.
That shit was beautiful.
Hey, that need to be on a motherfucker commercial. I'm about to hire you, man.
Please do. Hey, you can pay for me.
Hey, I can pay for me. All right, baby.
Just get your wife's permission.
All right. So, as always, people, y'all can come holler at us at fuck_feelings. Or a fuck_yo_feelings at IG, Twitter, Facebook. If you want to hit us up on email, it's the podcast, FYF@gmail.com. Or it's the podcast.FYF, ain't it, Smitty? @gmail.com. If y'all want to email us topics for the show or just had questions. If you want to put the, if I get their permission, I'm going to put their socials in the drop down so y'all can hit them up, Tiffany and Lake, Keenan as well, but he crazy, so you already know this motherfucker. So shout out, I ain't do my shout out. Shout out to Diddy and Revolt. We still trying to get signed. I got student loans. The motherfuckers called me the other day. So, you know, whatever you give me, I'm good. I'll walk to Brooklyn for some cheesecake if you can pay my student loans.
Somebody's paying for student loans? We say that without the giggles. I'm listening.
I'm trying to find somebody, so I'm just trying to get signed. So, you know, Diddy, I take that deal if you pay my student loan. What's up?
For real.
As always, thank y'all, and yo, fuck your feelings. One.
Fuck y'all feelings.